Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A woman has died while in custody at the Itasca County Jail. According to a news release from the sheriff's office, the death appears to have been from natural causes. The woman was found unresponsive around 2 a.m. Friday. Responders provided emergency assistance, but she was pronounced dead. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating the incident, including the official cause and manner of death. The identity of the woman had not been released as of Friday afternoon. A Deer River woman has also been charged for her role in the fatal crash in Grand Rapids on August 22nd. Court documents filed Thursday allege 38-year-old Carrie Ellen Hart caused the death of 42-year-old Janelle Swenson of Cohasset by operating a motor vehicle in a grossly negligent manner. Jack Drumbeater of Cohasset was charged with third-degree murder and three other felonies Tuesday for his role in the crash. Hart and Drumbeater were both in the vehicle when it hit Swenson's car on Highway 2. Hart was hospitalized in Duluth due to injuries from the crash until Wednesday, when she was transported to the Itasca County Jail. In her statements to police, Hart said Drumbeater is her ex-boyfriend. She described his abusive behavior toward her leading up to the crash and said he'd threatened to hurt her if she did not go with him. Drumbeater stopped at a Lucky 7 gas station and went inside. Hart said she remembered thinking if she could get in the driver's seat, she could go and get help. When she finally moved into the driver's seat, Drumbeater was coming out of the store. Hart told police she, quote, gassed it, not realizing that Drumbeater had climbed into the bed of the truck. He broke through the back window, and Hart said he punched her in the side of the head. She doesn't remember the crash, and when she woke up, she was in the passenger seat. Hart's felony criminal vehicular homicide charge carries a maximum sentence of 10 years, a $20,000 fine, or both. She made her first appearance in court Friday. In Bemidji, a one-year moratorium on data centers larger than 10,000 feet is moving on to step 2 of 3 in the approval process. Larissa Donovan has the details.
The Bemidji Planning Commission hosted a public hearing during its sparsely attended meeting Thursday. The commission is made up of volunteer citizens who unanimously recommended approval of the moratorium. Planning Director Jamin Carlson says the city's legal team put together the ordinance currently being considered. He says most moratoriums are only in place for a year or less.
The moratorium is in place just for as a time frame to research and put together an ordinance for something to make sure you have something in place.
Carlson describes some of the priorities around crafting an ordinance for a data center permitting process.
If you've been paying attention to the news, what's happening in some place where these have been put in place, they're using lots of water, lots of electricity, and potentially polluting things. So you don't really want those things happening in your community.
Bemidjians will have another opportunity to comment on the data center moratorium at the next planning board meeting on September 14th. The planning board is made up of the Bemidji City Council. Larissa Donovan, KAXC News.
Flock cameras across St. Louis County are coming down after the sheriff's office ended its contract with the company. Over the last year, the black automatic license plate readers have popped up along roadsides across the country, even along rural county roads in northern Minnesota. The Timberjay reports St. Louis County made its decision official on August 10th. Sheriff Gordon Ramsey told the newspaper that the 10 cameras across the county will be removed in the coming days. Ramsey says the cameras were part of a pilot project intended to evaluate the technology, but considerable public concern about the use of the cameras prompted his office to end its contract. Ramsey says he still believes the technology is a valuable tool and, quote, a fair amount of information circling about flock cameras is inaccurate, quote, but nonetheless, when there is community concern, it is a concern of mine, too. The backlash against flock has led to theft and destruction of its cameras across the country, including thefts in St. Louis County. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our phonology, music, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.